using it as a special seeker's the name of the Parshas Truma for the Shabbos of the 16th of February. Do me a favor. Rabbi Nishleidam is quoted in the Torah as saying, Truma is a donation. Do me a favor. How many times when your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, do me a favor? How many friends have you got? Do me a favor. Do I have to? I don't know. And therefore, the Rashi explains is menadeves libai. Libai is your heart. Now, heart are your emotions. Heart is love or hate. Sometimes, do me a favor. Do I have to? You're being honest with yourself. No, I don't want to. My heart doesn't want to. I don't want to do you a favor. But when somebody wants to do you a favor, what can I do for you? How many times has somebody ever asked you, what can I do for you? That is the first spiritual secret. Name of the Melech this week is being honest with your heart. You know, when people are energetic and they've got children or they've got a husband or wife they love very much and they're energetic and they want to do things. I want to do things together. We want to make it memorable. I want to do things. My heart wants me to do things. I want to do things. You want to do things. We all want to do things. When it's, for example, now it's actually a very sunny day here in Poland and it's a sunny, beautiful blue sky day. Temperatures are up. It's thanks to global warming. It's nice. We want to do something. It's Friday. It's nice. It's just a nice day. Shall we go for a walk? Go for a jog? It's nice. I've got a desire. A heart wants us to do things. And therefore, first spiritual secret is, what does your heart really want? You can't define it by what you don't want. Because when you don't want to do something, your heart doesn't say, oh, I don't want to do that. Right? Your heart wants you to do things. First spiritual secret. Next spiritual secret is, we're talking about Magodla Masech Hashem Kula Mechoch Masisa. Magodla Masech Hashem is... You know, we talk about greatness, wealth, millionaires. Now we talk about billionaires. We talk about a huge amount of money that some people have got. We talk about the planet Earth, when you've traveled the world, when you've been to the States, you've been to Australia, you've been to Asia, you've been to Europe, you've traveled, you know the world's a big place. Even though it looks like a small place, it's actually a big place. When you've traveled the world, you've gone on a 12-hour flight across the Atlantic or across the Pacific, and you've traveled. You see, the more you experience of life, the bigger you see that life is. Those of you who have had numerous relationships, you've had two or three boyfriends or girlfriends or husband and wife, you've explored more of life. The more that you explore of life, the more that you open your eyes and do things in life, the bigger your mind is. People who have never traveled, unfortunately, I do live in a place where there's lots of Polish people who've never been on an aeroplane. They've never been on an aeroplane. It's phenomenal when you talk to somebody. I've never been on an aeroplane. They're frightened of flying. They've never been on a plane. They've just never done it in their lives. They've never been. I know people even in England. They've never been to the States. They've just never been to New York. They've never been to Miami. They've just never been. Some people in the States, you've never been to Europe yet. So you've never been to Paris. You've never been to Rome. Budapest. You've never. Sometimes you know, when you haven't been, you haven't done things, then your eyes are closed. You don't realize how big things are. I'll just give an example of taking off an aeroplane. When you take off in an aeroplane and you go through the clouds, or even if it's hopefully no clouds, it's a clear day. You then look down on planet Earth, especially when you're going over fascinating countries or fascinating water lines, the coastlines of certain countries. You see how big the world is. It's phenomenal. It's a beautiful. You can only see things when you're elevated. And truma means to be elevated. I'm thinking bigger and better. When you're bigger and better, when you're stronger and more wealthier, when you're stronger and happier about life, and it's strong in the strength of character, then you can be yichli truma. Then you can do people a favor. You can't do people a favor if you're a weak character. You can only do people a favor. You can only do things when you've got a strong character. And the strong character, menadev es libai, is your heart. Your heart makes you strong. Your emotions make you strong. And as we move into a full moon week on the 24th of February, it's about that the fullness of energy. numerous times in the Neyim HaNimarach, he defines the words or the expression Olam HaFurisi, the world's upside down. Things, what he's explaining there is things that are seemingly very important are not important at all. And things that are very important, people don't attain any importance to them whatsoever. The only way I can compare it is a child. When you've got a child's got a teddy bear and a doll or a toy, and the toy is broken or damaged, the baby or the child, the 2, 3, 4 year old cries. Right, crying. You're crying over a toy. You're crying over a bit of plastic. You're crying over something irrelevant. It's so big deal. You know, when sometimes you've got a favorite ornament or a favorite piece of glass or kitchenware, and you've broken a plate. Oh, right. Oh, it's broken. Right. It's only an ornament. It can be replaced. It can only, some things, even an automobile, some people have, unfortunately, have an accident. Okay, you have an accident. It's insurance. You get it replaced. It's not a big deal. You're safe. Especially if you're driving a nice Volvo, a protected car, a car that's why I tell you the Jewish, lots of Jewish people do drive Volvos. We drive Volvos for two reasons. Volvos because it's a safe and secure automobile, but also because we don't drive German cars. Because of what happened in Nazi Europe and because of Volkswagen and Audi and was it BMW and Mercedes, they all use concentration camps, slave labor. Therefore, Jewish people don't drive German cars. It's a tradition. I've digressed for a moment, but there is an important reason why I've digressed for that. And that is, what's important? What's really important? Now, the reason why Jewish people don't go to Germany. I went there for once on the conference, but my boss wouldn't go there. The people I don't go to Germany or don't buy German goods, don't because our heart feels uncomfortable about it. It's not that we have a resentment towards it. It's a very bad feeling. It's just a bad feeling. Now, a bad feeling is, it's from your heart. That's why you got a bad feeling. The reason why, you know, once you're finished in the relationship, you never want to go back to a toxic relationship or a bad person again is because you never even want to go back to your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-husband, ex-wife. It might have some good memories, but oh no, I don't never want to go back there because my heart isn't drawn towards them. I'm just not interested. I've had the experience. I don't want that experience ever again. German cars, we've had the experience with Germany. We don't want that experience again. Now, those of you listening and you do have a good experience with a German car. You do like the German automobiles and Mercedes. I mean, they're strong cars or well designed, well constructed because Germany's known for good mechanics. So you have a German car and, you know, you'll always buy a German car. Why? Because you don't have any bad feelings about it. We all do things. And that's the key word moving into the full moon on the 16th of February. The 24th of February. The definition of the week ahead is we do things because of our feelings. That's the real reason. We're only really motivated because of our feelings. When it's a warm day, you want to go out because you've got a good feeling to go out for a walk. You go shopping, you go whatever you're going to do on Saturday and Sunday and the weekend. You do it because you've got that feeling, that urge inside you wants you to do it. Otherwise, you don't do it. The first three words of Neyim HaNimarach on the first paragraph is actually emphasizing the heart. Now, the heart is your emotion, your heart of love. The heart of love is the reason why you do it. So, Olam HaFurisi Lefanecha is when your heart is deceived, when your heart is lied to, then you create an importance around things that are unimportant. And the only way that you get to know that things are important or not important is because whether they're in your life today. When you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or wife, ex-husband, ex-wife, ex is from the past, that you were in love with 10 years ago, and then you broke up and your heart was crying. I'm crying. Whilst at that moment your heart was crying, just like a baby crying about its toy, your heart was crying, you were heartbroken. Now in hindsight, you're smiling. You're smiling because you've moved on to somebody new, because they're not in your life anymore. We only ever get to know things in hindsight. When you have fallen in love with somebody that you love very much and they are still in your life today, the reason why you know they are really good for you because they are still in your life today. So now you know that they were important, and the date with destiny when you met them a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever, that you met them, you know that was a very important date with destiny because that was just the beginning of the journey you're on right now. You only know how important certain things are in hindsight. Oh, there we are. And then it activates your heart. So in understanding what the Naim Elimelech is all about, I want to digress for a moment. It's all about thought energy. The reason why he became very popular in the 17th, 18th century amongst Jewish people was because he defined our lives as our thoughts. Our thoughts are connected to our soul. Our soul is connected to our emotions. Our emotions are feelings. The reason why you have a feeling to do things is because you've got a soulful, a destined urge inside you to do it. The reason why you love certain people is because your soul, your destiny is telling you to love them. The reason why you hate certain people is because also your soul is making you hate it. It's almost as if you're like a puppet on a string, but your soul is speaking to you. So when you're defined by your thought energy, irrespective of where you are right now and whatever your life is right now, you can direct the ship of your destiny defined by your thought energy. Your thoughts are dreaming and desiring. I really want that. I really want it. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I really, really want it. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I really want it. And when that ever sleeps, your heart really wants. When your heart really wants something, you get it. And I want to also add now for the readers of the astrology website that I've been working with, a psychic, Christina. She looks at people's pictures and she looks at people and she sees people and they ask, oh, I want a love life, or I want this, or I want that. And then she asks, sometimes she questions, do you really want it? Do you know what you really want? Does your heart really want? Because when your heart really, really wants it, means your soul really wants it, means your destiny really wants it, and then you get it. But your heart's got to really want it. Really, really want it. Your heart really wants it. And you know how important it is because you can't live without it, because it is very important, and therefore you will get it. You will get things because they are important to you. The parasha is actually defining, Vayichali Truma, is actually defining building this, it's a tabernacle. It was like a sense of an ark, a sense of a synagogue. A small synagogue that was a transportable synagogue in the wilderness, because they weren't in the Holy Land yet, the Jewish Israelites. It was a sense of something holy that we take with us. Something holy that we take with us is something that's important to us. Now, when you go out, men are different to women, but when men go out, we take our wallet with us. We take our, as long as we've got our cards, and we've got our passport, or we've got our identification documents with us, as long as we've got our keys, and as long as we've got a mobile phone, then that's all we need. Women, you take in your handbag. Not only is you take your handbag, because it's got to be a stylish handbag, but you take what's important to you in your handbag. It's a human nature. We carry with us, we take with us, what's important to us. That's the physical. In your thoughts, okay, machshuva is your thought energy takes with you in your thoughts what's important to you. And what is it you're thinking about this week? What you think about is who you are. Your identity, what you're thinking about all the time, that is who you are. Well, who you love is what your relationship sector is about. What you want in your future, what you've got in your life today, is what you're thinking about. What you're thinking about is who you are. And that's why thought energy will direct your lives. Thought energy is your determination to achieve it, because your thoughts really want it.